Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're jumping into something that's a real headache for the Australian mortgage industry. It's being called the leaky funnel. Basically, think of loads of potential deals just vanishing. Conversion from pre-approval down to settlement, it's projected to drop to just, 40.7% by FY25.
Yeah, that's the forecast. Yeah. And it's a huge drain, really. Wasted effort, lost revenue.
Exactly. So our mission today is to explore how artificial intelligence, you know, AI, might be more than just tech buzz. Could it be the actual strategic fix? Could it fundamentally reshape mortgage brokering here in Australia?
Well, it's definitely a fascinating prospect. And Australia is kind of well-positioned, actually. We're apparently third worldwide in fintech AI adoption.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And the numbers back it up. Something like 72% of Aussie financial firms are already using AI tools in some capacity. So the vision we're digging into is this concept of a 100% AI digital driver brokerage.
Okay.
It promises, well, huge efficiency gains and really hyper-personalized client experiences. It's potentially a game changer.
Okay, let's unpack this leaky funnel then. It sounds pretty bad. How exactly does AI, step in and tackle that specific problem? Where does it actually make a difference?
Right. It's less about patching holes and more about replumbing the whole system, you know? AI gets straight to the bottlenecks. Think about those really complex, time-consuming bits.
Like paperwork.
Exactly. Like document verification. Computer vision tech can slash processing time there by, well, some figures say up to 90%.
90% is huge.
It is. But it's not just speed. It's automating client communication follow-ups, risk assessment compliance checks. AI can spot potential issues early or even figure out if a client qualifies for a better deal before they ask.
Okay, so it's proactive, not just reactive.
Precisely. It takes a clunky, manual process and makes it smooth, automated, and importantly, scalable. It hits that core scaling problem brokers face.
Right, okay. But here's where it gets, really interesting for me. This 100% AI digital driver thing, it sounds a bit like, you know, robots taking over.
Yeah.
Are the human brokers out of a job?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? But it's more nuanced. AI isn't really about obsolescence here. It's about evolution.
Evolution how?
The broker's role shifts. They become more like an AI architect.
An AI architect?
Yeah. Designing the AI workflows, monitoring performance, validating the outputs, ensuring it all works ethically and effectively. Think of it as high-tech, high-touch.
High-tech, high-touch.
AI tackles the repetitive stuff. You know those 24/7 chatbots that banks use? They've cut call center wait times by like 40%. That frees up the human broker for the things AI can't do well.
Like what?
Building genuine rapport, empathy, complex strategic advice, handling really unusual situations, the high-value human interaction stuff.
Got it. So it enables them rather than replacing them.
That's the idea. Augmentation, not replacement.
Okay. Makes sense. But what's actually powering all this AI? You need data, right? Let's talk about Australia's consumer data rights, CDR, and open banking. How do they fit into this picture?
CDR is absolutely fundamental. It's the bedrock, really. It provides the secure, permission-based pipes for accessing rich financial data in real time.
So instead of clients digging up bank statements.
Exactly. Forget that hassle. CDR allows automated, high-fidelity data to flow directly into the AI systems with the client's explicit consent, of course. Think account balances, transaction histories, spending patterns.
And that richer data makes the AI smarter.
Much smarter. It enables that hyper-personalization we talked about. And crucially, it allows the AI to proactively identify client trigger events, maybe a savings goal reached, a change in income, even interest in a specific property online, suggesting the right loan at the right time.
That sounds powerful, almost. A little scary. Right. This level of automation, accessing all that data, it definitely brings up big questions around trust, privacy, ethics. How are these AI-driven models handling that? Things like bias and algorithms.
Yeah, absolutely valid concerns. And the industry is, or at least should be, very focused on this. There's a big push towards explainable AI or XAI.
Explainable AI.
Basically, ensuring that you can understand why the AI made a particular decision, especially for something critical like credit assessment. No black boxes. You need to be able to justify and audit the outcomes.
And regulation?
Oh, yes. Regulators like ASIC and APRA are heavily involved, emphasizing robust AI governance frameworks. Explicit client consent for data use is non-negotiable. And really importantly, the ultimate accountability for any advice or information generated by AI. It always rests with the human licensee, the broker, or the brokerage.
Okay, so the buck still stops with the person.
Absolutely. Technology is a tool. Responsibility remains human.
Right. So pulling this all together then, we're looking at quite a journey here, moving from the broker, mainly as a practitioner doing the legwork, to this AI architect role.
Hmm?
Seems AI isn't the threat some might fear, but maybe the essential toolkit for staying competitive, for future-proofing.
I think that's a good way to put it. The shift isn't just about speed or efficiency, though those are big benefits. It's fundamentally about changing the value proposition. So the final thought maybe for you listening is this. How do you see this transformation playing out? How can this shift elevate the broker's role from just facilitating transactions to becoming that strategic data-driven advisor? Because that's where the real competitive edge and deeper client loyalty seem to lie in the market ahead.